Hello, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
You seem like a hard worker, Laura. I hope you get some time to relax at the end of the day.
Ugh, tell me about it. Thanks so much, Erin. I've been working so hard that I could really use a break. That's why I'm going to Osaka this weekend. Woohoo! What about you, Erin?
Well, I do work pretty hard, too, but I don't get to go to Osaka this weekend. I do have lots of projects that I'm working on, though, and after I leave work, I'm usually working on them until late at night. It's busy, but being busy keeps me happy. I do make sure to always leave some time at the end of the day to read a book, though. What do you like to do to relax, Laura?
Well, recently I joined a yoga class for fitness and relaxation. I've only started for a week or so. Hopefully I can keep it up and make it a habit.
You should. I also do a yoga class every Friday and it really helps. But if I'm really tired, I'll just watch a movie because I don't need to do anything but listen. Sometimes I fall asleep during it, though.
Well, our article today talks about a trend that's becoming more and more popular, and it has to do with relaxing. Let's get started.
Great!
Reading.
Downshifting. A simpler way of living. Is your life all work and no play? Are you missing out on things that really make you happy? If so, a recent trend called downshifting might be able to help. Downshifting is best defined as an escape from the rat race in order to live a simpler, more balanced life. While downshifters slow down their work pace, they also increase the amount of time they spend on leisure. They learn to spend their time meaningfully, without spending money wastefully. Something that goes hand in hand with downshifting is minimalism. This is the idea of being happy with what you have, not what you want. Downshifting and minimalism have two primary goals: connection and balance. Downshifters find they have more time to connect with friends and family, entertain in their homes, and share meals. They also find it easier to live a balanced life. They spend more quality time across all areas of their lives, whether it's social life, spirituality, relationships, or others. Many downshifters find that they have a greater sense of purpose and happiness once they've made these changes.
The article begins today by asking the reader some questions. Is your life all work and no play? Are you missing out on things that really make you happy? So we'll start off today by looking at the phrase missing out on something. This phrase describes losing an opportunity. Maybe you want to go see the new Star Wars movie with your friends, but you have to work. Because you have to work, you're missing out on a fun night.
Oh, bummer. Okay, 今天课文一开始呢，就有点说中我的心声啦。哎，他提到的 is your life all work and no play? 你的生活是否都被工作这个占据而没有时间玩乐呢？所以其中的 all work and no play 就是只有工作没有玩耍哦。我真的超羡慕啊，老是可以 work hard play hard 的人哦，就是工作时候很认真努力，但是他玩乐也非常尽情的玩哦。接着课文又提到说呢， Are you missing out on things that really make you happy? 你是否错失了那些真正可以让你快乐的事物呢？其中我们看到的 miss out on 在口语上就是有着错失，那后面通常我们可能是接类似像好的事情或是机会，像是 miss out on a great opportunity， 错失一个非常好的机会，或者是像是可以接玩乐好玩的事情，比方像是刚刚 Aaron 老师有举例啊，因为工作呢无法去看 Star Wars 星际大战的电影，因此呢就会怎么样 miss out on a fun night， OK。 另外你可以直接单用 miss out 这个片语， OK， 有错失的意思，比方像是 it's too bad you weren't able to come with us. You really missed out. Oh, I hate missing out on things.
I think everyone does. The article continues by giving an answer to these questions. It says, if so, a recent trend called downshifting might be able to help. So let's take a look at that first vocabulary word. The word is recent, and it's spelled R-E-C-E-N-T, recent. And this is an adjective that describes something that happened or started a short time ago. For example, a recent discovery in Africa gave new information about the history of humans.
OK, 我们来看一下刚刚的句子哦。课文提到的是哦，就是一直工作，然后没有时间玩乐哦。诶，最近有项可能对你有所帮助的生活形态，称作 downshifting。Wow, OK, 所以 downshifting 就是慢活。那我们后面会来慢慢的解释所谓的 downshifting 是什么。但我们先来看一下 recent 这个字哦，它是个形容词，表示最近的啦，或是不久前的。OK, 像是如果哦，我没有看到的最近的一集某一个 show, 我就可以说 Oh, I missed the most recent episode. OK, 另外呢，我们也可以用 recently, 就是在它的后面加 ly, 成为一个副词，表示最近的。OK, 像是最近你如何啊，你可以说 How have you been recently? 近来如何哦。So if it happened last month, it's recent, but if it happened a few years ago, it's not.
Exactly. Now the article gives us an idea of what downshifting is. It says, downshifting is best defined as an escape from the rat race in order to live a simpler, more balanced life. Now we see the word define here, and it's spelled D-E-F-I-N-E, define.This describes what something is in a clear way. For example, it can be difficult to explain words like love because they mean different things to different people. Love is difficult to define.
没错，课文呢，其实就接着告诉我们downshifting 就是慢活的定义哦。最好的说法就是为了过一个更简单而平衡的生活， OK, 还可以远离世俗汲汲营营的生活形态。哇，提到了很多单词，不过我们首先先来看一下 define。 OK, 它就是有着解释或是给什么下定义的意思。 OK, 比方像是我们遇到哇一个非常难定义或是解释的名词，我们就可以称它为 a term that is difficult to define。 那刚刚 Aaron 老师提到的 love, 的确爱情真的很难定义它到底是什么。 Love is really hard to define.
It is. Now we see an interesting expression in that sentence as well, rat race. Now the rat race is something that happens in big cities when people are always working and they become unhappy because they're always stressed.
OK, rat race 在这里可不是指这个老鼠在比赛赛跑哦，它是用来啊表示这个无止境的竞争。 OK, so a simpler balanced life sounds way better than that.
I agree completely. Next, the article says, while downshifters slow down their work pace, they also increase the amount of time they spend on leisure. Now here we've used the phrase slow down along with the word pace.The word pace is a noun that means the speed at which something happens. So running happens at a fast pace, while walking happens at a slow pace. The phrase slow down means that downshifters don't work as much or don't work as fast as everyone else because they're doing things more slowly.
哇，接着课文又提到了蛮多的名词，像是 slow down 有着减速的意思哦。那 pace 呢，其实就有着你走路的一个角度，一个速度哦。它可能是像是刚刚 Aaron 老师提到 running 跑步，当然就是一个快速的一个脚步。那如果是 walking， 当然就是 it's a slow pace， 就是比较慢速的一个脚步。OK， 所以呢，刚刚提到的是哦，当慢活主义者，也就是我们提到的 downshifters 呢，他们放慢他们的工作。脚步的时候呢，也因而增加了这个休闲娱乐的时间哦。
Now our third vocabulary word in that sentence is leisure. Leisure is one of my favorite things. It's spelled L-E-I-S-U-R-E, leisure. This is a noun for fun or relaxing activities. For example, watching TV has become a very popular leisure activity.
OK, leisure 其实可以指就是你可能休闲娱乐会去做的一些事情，比方像是 I don't have much time for leisure. OK, or 它也可以是指闲暇时间、空暇时间的 or it can also mean free time or spare time. OK, so for example, I like to write more, but I simply don't have the leisure to do it.
Mm-hmm. Next, the article says, they learn to spend their time meaningfully without spending money wastefully.
OK, 接着呢他们就提到了有关就是说这个慢活这个主义者呢他们学着将时间花在有意义的事情上但是呢他们不会就是非常的浪费挥霍金钱哦。其中我们看到的 meaningfully, OK, 就是有意义的。OK, so meaningfully means to do something in a serious or important way. For example, I can say the candidate gave his speech so meaningfully that the crowd burst out cheering at the end.
The other word, wastefully, is almost the opposite. It means to do something by wasting time or wasting other things when you're doing it.
没错 wastefully 其实就是浪费的啊或是挥霍的这样子意思。
Next up, the article says, something that goes hand in hand with downshifting is minimalism. Go hand in hand with something is today's shortcut for you.So let's take a quick break to learn more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, how are ya?
I'm fine. Oh, how are things with, Brad?
They're going well. We're going hiking this weekend. It's his idea.
Wow, that sounds like fun. You like taking photos of animals, too.I guess those two things go hand in hand.
Hand in hand? Look, Brad and I are just friends.
If something goes hand in hand with something else, it means it is closely related to something.
I see. Go hand in hand with is. 与什么东西关系密切?
Now you got it. You both like to go out in nature, so your hobbies go hand in hand.
That's true, but I don't like him. He's just a friend.
That could change, though, if you have more hobbies that go hand in hand.
Oh, no.
So, it means that two things go together very well.
Mm-hmm.
所以刚刚我们提到的这个 shortcut for you, 就是 go hand in hand, 就是与什么关系密切。Okay, next in the article it reads, this is the idea of being happy with what you have, not what you want.
So wanting less means you're happier, I guess.
Okay, 所以与慢活这种生活形态密切相关的则是什么呢？刚前面的文章是提到 minimalism, 就是极简主义哦。那所谓的极简主义就是一个满足你所拥有而不所求无度的一个概念。
The next paragraph starts by saying...Downshifting and minimalism have two primary goals, connection and balance. Now here we see the vocabulary word primary. Primary is spelt P-R-I-M-A-R-Y, primary, and it's an adjective. It's another way of saying most important. For example, we could say our primary goal is to raise $30,000 for the animal shelter.
Oh, OK, 所以刚刚课文提到就是慢活与极简主义有着两项主要的目标 OK, 所谓的主要目标当然就是什么呢就是与人连结以及平衡生活那其中他提到的主要的或是最重要的这样子的英文我们可以用 primary 这个字来表示因此我们常常会听到 primary goal or objective 就是最重要的一个目标目的是什么So, next in the article, it reads, downshifters find they have more time to connect with family, with friends and family, entertain in their homes and share meals. 没错、mm-hmm. 这个慢活主义者发现他们有更多的时间可以跟朋友啊还有家人建立良好的关系而且就是可以坐在家里啊然后可以跟就是家人好好的吃饭哦。OK, 那其中我们看到 connect with somebody or something, 就是与什么连结而 entertain, 它就是娱乐的意思哦。
So, downshifters work less, spend less money, but have more time to do things they like. That sounds amazing.
I want to be one too. 我也想要跟 downshifters 一样少工作花少点钱但是有更多时间做自己想做的事情。
The article also says they also find it easier to live a balanced life. They spend more quality time across all areas of their lives, whether it's social life, spirituality, relationships, or others.
Well, we see another expression in the sentence, quality time. It's a time you spend giving something or somebody your full attention. That means there are no distractions or things to keep you busy when you're trying to do something else. 所以 quality time 有着宝贵的时光, 可能是跟家人或者是朋友度过有意义的时间。
Well, the word relationship is spelled R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N-S-H-I-P, relationship. Relationship is a noun, and it talks about the way two or more people feel about each other or behave with each other. For example, I have a good relationship with my family. We enjoy spending time together.
That's great. Okay, relationship 其实就是 两者的一个关系, 甚至于它还可以指这个感情生活这样子意思哦。 Okay, 所以其实呢, 漫活可以更容易将生活达到平衡, 而且漫活主义者将宝贵的时间花在生活当中的各种面向, 无论是社交生活啦, 精神生活, 或者是感情生活等等。
So last we read, many downshifters find that they have a greater sense of purpose and happiness once they've made these changes.
You're right. Well, there's one last phrase here, and it says a sense of. That talks about feelings you get when something happens. So a sense of humor means that you find a lot of things funny and you laugh a lot.
Okay. It sounds like this trend might catch on. Okay.
I certainly hope so. I'm going to try it out for myself. But that's all time we have for day one, so let's get to our For You chat question next.
For You chat.
What other benefits might come from downshifting and minimalism, Laura?
I think good health. It'll be great to take some time off work and go exercising.
That does sound nice.
Yeah, I used to work so much that I didn't have a healthy lifestyle. I didn't even bother to eat healthy. Actually, I'm still working hard now to live and eat more healthily. What about you, Erin?
Well, I think actually that the less time I spend watching TV means the less I watch advertisements. And that means I spend money less because I don't know what to buy anymore.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Join us here tomorrow for day two of our downshifting article. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Downshifting, a simpler way of living. Is your life all work and no play? Are you missing out on things that really make you happy? If so, a recent trend called downshifting might be able to help. Downshifting is best defined as an escape from the rat race in order to live a simpler, more balanced life. While downshifters slow down their work pace, they also increase the amount of time they spend on leisure. They learn to spend their time meaningfully, without spending money wastefully. Something that goes hand in hand with downshifting is minimalism. This is the idea of being happy with what you have, not what you want. Downshifting and minimalism have two primary goals, connection and balance. Downshifters find they have more time to connect with friends and family, entertain in their homes, and share meals. They also find it easier to live a balanced life. They spend more quality time across all areas of their lives, whether it's social life, spirituality, relationships, or others. Many downshifters find that they have a greater sense of purpose and happiness once they've made these changes.
Vocabulary Review.
Recent. The library has many recent movies on DVD, but it doesn't have that many older movies. Define. Charity is defined as the act of helping someone without expecting anything in return. Leisure. People these days have lots of time for leisure, as they don't have to hunt for food. Meaningfully. Clint prefers to treat his friendships meaningfully to show people he cares about them. Primary. The primary goal of this class is to teach students how to make art with the help of a computer. Relationship. Jack and Jill are in a relationship and do almost everything together.